Well, welcome to this. We don't have a name yet, but I'm Nicole.
I'm Emma.
And yeah, we don't have a name yet for this, but
hopefully by the time you are listening, or if anyone listens, we'll have a name.
I hope eventually someone listens.
That would be good.
We're all in quarantine, there's more of us than two.
Well, everyone is.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, we're all in quarantine, and I don't know, we've talked about this for a while, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I feel like we both were thinking, like, what better time to do it than when we have literally nothing else to do.
And are all by ourselves, and bored and lonely.
True. But we love true crime and supernatural things.
And spooky things.
Spooky. Oh my god, maybe our name could have something to do with spooky.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's good.
Okay, we gotta keep that in mind. We'll be fine.
Spooky. Spooky.
No, we're not doing that. We sound like we're in middle school, like planning our sleepover.
I know.
We are.
Yeah, true.
But we wanted to start by talking about, like, different things that we believe. Like, I don't know, I wrote down a few bullet points for myself, and it was ghosts, aliens, and most haunted place in New Hampshire. So that's pretty much what's going to happen here for me.
Fuck, I forgot to look up a haunted place.
It's okay, you can do it while I'm talking about something, because I probably go off on a tangent. I know that I'm not going to read, like, word for word. Whoa. I'm not going to read, like, word for word what I have in my notes, because, like, that's just dumb. But I feel like with ghosts, I know it leads, like, into the afterlife, and, like, I don't really want to get too much into that, because that's a lot. But basically, I feel like I believe in something or a combination of things mm-hmm. that happen, like, when you die. And I think different things happen to different people, of course. And I also think, like, not everyone becomes a ghost.
Yeah.
But, like, people must, because I don't know.
I mean, okay. Here's what I think. And this has changed a lot for me since watching Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Lab on Netflix.
Oh my god, I was just talking about that yesterday.
Okay, like, I think it has a lot to do with, like, energy. Like, I really believe in energy, because I think, like, you know, there's so many different religions, and, like, how can we really know what's true? I think, like, there's a basis of that in everything. Like, I think energy is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we have, like, this energy or, like, something of right. that sort that goes somewhere.
Right. And, like, not every person is the same, obviously.
Right.
So, like, why would the same thing happen to everybody?
Yeah. And everyone has different life experiences. And, like, I don't necessarily believe in heaven or hell, but, like, maybe different people go different places or do different things.
Exactly. Like, and then there's a whole, like, reincarnation talk where it's like,
oh, I so believe in that.
I don't, like, I feel like I do, because, I mean, why wouldn't I believe in pretty much everything else? But, like, it must be true, because that's what I was saying with this. Like, there are so many stories and, like, legends surrounding, like, ghosts, and then, like,
yeah, like, going back all the way to, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago.
Exactly. Like, how can it not be true? Like, how right. did it start just out of nothing?
Yeah.
You know?
Ugh. Yeah. I mean,
and there are so many. Oh.
No, I was just going to say, like, ghost stories have been around long before, like, Christianity or, like, Judaism. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stories of, like, people in the afterlife, I feel like, have been around before.
Right.
Like, real religion.
Yeah. And now there's, like, all these different kinds of religion, too. Which, also, speaking of that, I recently started watching Leah Remini's Scientology docuseries.
Oh, I started that a few years ago and I never finished
it. Oh my god, I just started that. I think I'm on episode, like, 3, and oh my god. So I, obviously, we all know that the Scientology church is just, like, fucked up. Yeah. But, like, Oh my God, they like stalk people after they leave the church.
And it's like, so crazy to me that like Tom Cruise was a Scientologist, or I think still is.
He still is, yeah.
Like, what?
Oh my God. And like, I don't really like Leah Remini. Like, it's fine. But.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, but did you know that Elizabeth Moss, our favorite human being ever, grew up in that church? I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I read that. Let me just double check really fast.
That cannot be true. I would scream.
Well, I think she just like grew up in it, but like maybe she doesn't really.
Oh my God. You know? Can you imagine? That would just ruin my view of her.
I know. It kind of made me want to throw up a little.
Oh God, I love her so much.
Dad, I'm recording a podcast right now. She was raised a Scientologist.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't that scary?
Yes. Oh my God. I wonder if she still is.
I really hope not. She also traveled to New York and studied ballet.
Oh, I did know that because her calves are great.
Oh, they are. I just love her.
Me too.
All right. We're falling off the wagon.
Okay. So I also, another point, there's so many like documented things now, and like with technology, I feel like the energy from technology is just mm-hmm. like stimulating ghosts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean though? I feel like, because people always talk about like on these ghosty shows, whatever, I don't know if they're real, some of them are, I think, but like you always hear about the electric magnetic fields, whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And like that's probably doubled now that there's so much technology everywhere,
and like our ability to capture it or like measure it,
right? And there's just so many like videos now because people have cameras now. Oh, and like obviously some of them are fake because people are just assholes like that.
Yeah,
but like some of it has to be real because not everyone is lying at the same time. Maybe okay. They are.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever had any ghostly experiences?
Okay. It's funny that you asked me this because literally today, so my parents, this probably is not an experience at all because it's just so stupid. But today, my parents went for a hike at this like little village in town. And that sounds like I'm from the 1800s, but they were hiking and I was home alone with my dogs, and my dad had picked up some cute little candy for us today, which was like really, really sweet. And he had gotten my mom a Reese's peanut butter cup, and it was in a package, and it was sitting on my mantle near my living room. And I was sitting on my couch in my living room, and literally I was in the living room in that spot the entire time. My dogs, I don't even know where they were, but they weren't like in that space. And I'm just watching Leah Remini. And all of a sudden the Reese's cup just falls off the mantle.
No.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go take a shower.
Okay.
I was like, I'm just gonna leave you here to do what you will with this Reese's cup. And I left it there. I didn't even pick it up because I was like, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to know.
Remember that video that you sent me and have of a cup just moving on your table?
Yes. Oh my God. Maybe it's me.
Maybe it is you. Maybe you have someone attached to you. That's... Oh my God. You know what? Like mediums?
Oh my God.
Whoa. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. How can you deny that? Remember that one that we saw on Goob Lab? Okay, I'm just talking a lot about Gwyneth Paltrow today, but like, they did an episode, this Netflix series, what is it called? Just Goop?
I think it's called the Goop Lab? I'm gonna look it up, hold on.
But we watched it together, and it's fantastic, honestly. They it's do so a lot, good. They just like, it just, Gwyneth Paltrow's company, they just like explore random topics and like really deep dive into them, and it's so cool. And they had one on like mediums.
It's called The Goop Lab with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay, well there it is. I think everyone should watch it. It's a good experience.
Yes, it's insane, but because there's something for everybody in that too.
Literally, there is so much different stuff, and I want a second season right now.
Oh, but me too.
They have an episode on mediums, and this medium that came on the show was like interviewing or trying to read this skeptic. And she was saying all these things, like very specific things. Like she talked about, what did she talk about? Like art pieces or something like really, really specific.
Oh yeah. And she was like, oh, do you have like a twin in your family or something about twins? And she was like, no, no, there's nothing.
Yeah, like, blah, 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 this, blah. The girl that was being read, quote unquote, was like, no, like, I don't really, I'm not following. And then,
and she, like, wasn't connecting to anything. Like,
and so we were like, whoa, like, maybe this isn't real. And then all of a sudden we hear, like, sobbing off camera. And, like, it turns to one of the camera ladies and she's like, I think you're reading me.
Oh, my God. It broke my heart.
I literally was like,
because... And, like, she was like, oh, yeah, my grandmother was a twin, or, and, oh, my gosh, and all this stuff. And I was like, how can you say that that is not real?
Like,
it's real.
And that's just, I feel like, another, like, confirmation of, like, energy. And, like, how, yes. And how it can just be there and, like, you know, not necessarily, like, connected to, like, one person. Well, like, obviously, but, like, it can just be anywhere.
Right. Oh, that's so cool. Okay. Next.
Wait, so in conclusion, I think
yes.
I think yes.
Yes, I absolutely believe. I believe in pretty much everything, which is not good. Yeah. But
I mean, I feel like everything stems from some type of truth.
Right.
You know?
I feel like it's not a bad thing that I believe in so many things, but it's not great because I feel like I'm susceptible to believing things that really aren't true sometimes.
Well, that's okay. You give everything a chance.
Thank you. That makes me sound much better.
All right.
But yes, there's things out there. I believe it. Also, I've been watching so much Paranormal Caught on Camera. It's on like the Paranormal Channel. I don't know if that's what it's called. But it's like where Ghost Adventures is always on. And like,
it's probably like the Discovery Channel or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Investigation Discovery.
Right, right, right. But I have been, like, obsessed with it, and I don't really know a lot about aliens. I don't know them, obviously. I don't know them personally. But, like, that show has so much of, like...
I totally just ripped my headphones out of my ear by accident, so...
I definitely heard it. I just thought it was your dog.
No, it was me.
Great.
Okay, take a back if you know, a little few seconds.
Great. But they, in the show, there's like so many UFO sightings and just like little phone videos of people seeing UFOs and like weird little lights in the sky and like weird strange things happening. And I'm like, wait a second, do I like really believe in aliens?
Oh, I totally 100%.
Because again, this is a thing where it's like, how can you not believe this? Because I think it's impossible for people to think that we are the only things in the universe.
Like, even just, like, our planet compared to the sun is, like, disgustingly huge. Like, the sun is disgustingly huge compared to us. Like, we're so tiny in, like, the grand scheme of things. And there's, like, billions and billions of galaxies, like, let alone planets.
I know.
Like, how can we be the only, like, intelligent beings? It just, it's impossible. Exactly. Like, in my opinion, in my humble, not, you know,
scientific
opinion, I don't think... it's possible that there aren't other beings. Maybe they don't look like us. Maybe they, like, you know, like.
Right, right. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, so we have different ethnicities on our planet.
Yeah.
So they probably do, too.
Yeah.
And, like, people.
What if they have, like, four eyes and, like, walk on all fours? And that's just, like, normal to them. And they would see us and be like, what the fuck?
That's true. Oh, my God. You know what? So. This is an off-topic situation here, but it's fine. My parents and I were watching this aquarium show on Animal Planet today, which...
that is so something that would happen in quarantine.
Which, first of all, made me cry because there were little sea otters.
No, and I love otters!
I just was, like, bawling my eyes out for no reason. But that's okay. And so... at the beginning of the show, they're like, the Earth is 70% water. And I'm like, okay, this is a whole other section I don't even want to get into right now. But it's another thing where you can't tell me that there are not creatures that we haven't seen
oh my God.
In the water.
Yeah. And like,
in that show, Paranormal Caught on Camera, they also show, like, sea creatures that have, like, never before been seen. Yeah. And I'm like, well, duh, because global warming's happening and everything that is liking the cold, like, really, really deep in the water is slowly starting to rise.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, what if the same thing is happening with our, like, stratosphere and with our little galaxies and things like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, what if that... Like, how crazy is that?
I mean, yeah, like, if you think about how deep the ocean really is, it's, like, miles and miles and miles deep. And, like...
Right.
It's completely pitch black down there. Like, of course, there and are, like, going to be things that we don't know.
There's so many... Right. There's so many, like... People can't even dive that far deep.
Right.
Yet.
I mean, not even close.
No. So it's, like, how do you know? And that's exactly what I'm saying about the universe. People haven't seen everything. You can't see everything. Like,
no way.
Oh, I literally wrote, there are different kinds of humans, so why wouldn't there be different types of aliens? Is this dumb? Am I dumb?
Well, like,
oh my God.
You know, it's probably not like the aliens that we know from, like, movies and, like, the media and stuff. It's probably not like the flying saucer, like, green big heads with black eyes. Like,
right.
It's probably not. Right. Like, I think that was just cooked up in a movie lab. But who knows? Maybe it is. But, you know, it's more likely that there's, like,
different looking humans, yeah, that, like, kind of look like humans, but they're, like, also a little strange.
Have you ever seen Arrival with Amy Adams?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good. And, like, it's an alien movie, but it's so different, in my opinion, from, like, classics. Like, the aliens look so different, and, like, their way of communicating, and, like, the whole thing is, like, they're, it's like the aliens came to give humans the gift of being able to, like, see time in a non-linear way.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, like, they give this gift to Amy Adams, her character.
I would love to have that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really, I think it's a really, really nice story, and, like, it's a really cool movie, but I feel like something along those lines where it's, like, really, like, out of the realm of what we know is more likely than, like, just aliens sticking a probe up your ass. You know?
Yes. That, right. Right. Yes, I agree. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. I just totally believe in stuff like that.
Me too. And, like, Area 51, I don't think there's actual aliens, like, there.
Right.
Maybe there's, like, samples or, like...
Or, like, they have to know something.
Oh, absolutely. There's no way that, like, they don't have more, you know, intelligence on...
Right.
...other worldly beings that they're not telling us.
Right. Ugh. Which makes me mad, honestly. I'm like...
I just want to know.
Plus, people are going to be less scared of it the more you talk about it.
Right. Because then you understand it.
Right. Oh, God.
It's like...
Did we just solve racism?
Yeah.
We did.
Yep.
God. Oh, that was probably a bad joke to make.
No, that's all right. I liked it. Okay, there was some documentary that I watched on Netflix. I think it was Netflix. About this guy who, like, had... Oh, fuck. I need to look it up. Like, what it was called. But it was so interesting.
What was it about?
Like, this guy who had, like, an astounding experience.
Like, alien-wise?
Yes. Hold on.
Oh, I thought you just meant, like, in
general. Oh my God, Bob Lazar. And he was involved in stuff like that. And, like, he has been on a mission to, like, educate the public. And it's just crazy. Like, I think everyone should watch it. It's nuts.
I actually couldn't find the most haunted place in New Hampshire. So, because there wasn't just, like, a list. Which probably would have been easier, but I did find this cool little map thing where it was, like, a few little places in New Hampshire that were, like, the most haunted, I guess. Like, the most documented about. I don't know. And you know what's funny is I didn't do any research on this because I thought it was funny. But one of the places is
no UNH. Way.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Great.
All right.
Scary, but that's fine.
That's
good. Well, I mean, you heard the rumors about, like, Hitchcock being haunted, right? Yes. Oh, my God. Brianna and I, my old roommate, for anyone who doesn't know, Brianna. She's great. I don't think everyone, I think pretty much everyone doesn't know who she is. That's okay. We used to talk about all the time how Hitchcock was haunted. She didn't really believe in that stuff, but I absolutely did, of course. And we had, I think this guy one time was like telling us a story about it. But then these girls, one of them was actually in my English class freshman year. And she was like, oh yeah. Like she sat next to me and we just like, we were in the same dorm. So we just like talked about it. And she was like, oh yeah. One time in my dorm, like I walked in and saw this guy sitting on the bed. And I just assumed it was my roommate's boyfriend. And then I like went to the shower and came back and he was gone. And my roommate came back and she asked her like, oh, I saw your boyfriend. And she goes, my boyfriend's not here. And I was like, oh my God, that's like kind of scary, actually.
Horrifying.
Yeah. Either a person just like broke into her, her dorm or it was a ghost. But I guess it was like really late at night. So even creepier if a person did just like break in, but that's okay. God. But the closest one to me I found was in Hollis, New Hampshire. And it's called the Blood Cemetery. And it is basically like the big thing about it was this guy with the last name Blood. I forget his first name. It's fine.
Imagine your last name being Blood. I would hate that.
But I guess his gravestone has this, like, finger pointing up towards heaven, of course. And apparently, listen, I really don't think this is true. But, and coming from me, that means a lot. But, apparently at night, like, when people are, like, roaming the graveyard, as you do, his finger will, like, point to down.
Oh.
Like, to hell. And I'm like, it's graved in stone. Like, it's stone. You can't just move stone. If you want to convince me, just, like, knock over the whole stone. I don't know. I feel like that was a little far-fetched. I feel like that was definitely made up, and I will see it with my own eyes before I believe it. So, that's that. But the coolest one that I found, like, the most interesting one that I discovered in my little research was the Kimball Castle in Guilford, New Hampshire. I know. And it's permanently closed now, but it was a medieval style castle. And I guess it's been like people want to rebuild it to make it into a hotel.
Oh, God.
Which like I think would be really cool, but now that I think about it, that probably would not be good. But it's also in the middle of the woods. And I'm like, if you want a recipe for people to be murdered, like that is it.
Yeah.
So maybe don't rebuild it. But I guess like it was in, so the people who owned it originally like passed it down, of course, to their ancestors, whatever. But then like at one point the trust that they had put into it, like all the money, was like it went missing and like no one found it. And they, like, still haven't found it.
What do you mean? Was it, like, so cash?
Like, I don't know. It must have been, right? Because how do you just, like, lose money in the bank?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no. Is that dumb to say?
I mean, it must have been cash.
But, like, isn't that so weird, though? But then I guess it's new. There's new owners now, or it's, like, the town that owns it now, maybe? But I guess it's forbidden to trespass on the grounds of the castle, which, because it was deemed unsafe to be around, which I'm assuming is because of the rundown quality of the castle. But, of course, I was like, my brain initially was like, please let this be because of ghosts. Like, please tell me that it's so dangerous because of ghosts that you don't want me to walk on it. Which definitely isn't true, but I like to think that it is.
You never know. It could be in there.
I guess you can, like, walk around it and still see it, but you can't go in it. So, now I, like, want to take a trip.
Maybe we should go.
Maybe I should. I'm not going by myself. Oh. I was like, if you think
just
I'm gonna
drive,
like,
there by myself,
just be there by myself. No.
All right. So is that? Are you?
Yes, I think I am complete.
So, for my most haunted place in my state, which is Massachusetts, I have decided on the Ropes Mansion. Now, I would say most of us are aware that Salem, Massachusetts is a pretty haunted place because of the witch trials. And of course,
and if you don't know about it, you need to educate yourself.
Read the Crucible,
because that's just ridiculous.
And give me a call.
Literally, read anything. Read anything from Massachusetts.
I mean, it was pretty crazy. They thought some ladies were witches and killed them.
And burn
men.
So that was
also not just women. Let's be equal.
Inclusive here.
It's pretty fucked up if you look it up. I mean, you should probably know, but maybe I just know because I was raised here, and that was in my curriculum. But whatever.
No, I also know, and I wasn't raised there.
Well,
so
yes, the Ropes Mansion is in fact in Salem, and fun fact. This home is in Hocus Pocus, the film, as Allison's home.
Oh my god! No joke! I literally just looked it up to see, like, what it looked like. I only looked at the Ropes Mansion and was like, wait a second, this looks like the house in Hocus Pocus. And I almost asked you
No, it definitely is. So.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
No way!
So that's the man. Sick.
We're going.
Who, I guess, owned it? His name was Nathaniel Ropes. He was a loyalist judge in the 18th century. I don't know what a loyalist judge is. Some kind of judge. But he died of smallpox in 1774 while his home was being pelted with rocks by an angry mob. Don't know why, but that's
good. That's
and
a nice
his
way
wife,
to die.
Abigail, burnt to death when her dress ignited from the fireplace.
Oh my god. Okay, that had to be.
I know, like, what the hell?
You don't just accidentally light your dress on fire. That was a purposeful thing. Why am I so cynical?
So the Ropes Mansion is in fact in Salem, and story has it is that it's the most haunted location in Salem, which the town by itself is, you know, pretty haunted. But I guess it's so tuberculosis. A bad disease.
To say the least.
So, the family that lived in this house, the parents died from the disease. And the two young girls, Abigail and Elizabeth, see, that's why I don't think the other one was real, because he said his wife, Abigail. Maybe that was, like, later.
Oh. Well, also, a lot of people called their daughters and sons
That's
after
true.
Themselves. Maybe that was
all
just...
right. Well, Abigail and Elizabeth are two daughters, and they were left there to take care of themselves. And Elizabeth got tuberculosis.
I'm sorry if you just
no,
heard
that's
me
okay.
swallow.
I didn't even hear it. So Elizabeth got tuberculosis, and she died later. And apparently, this drove Abigail to insanity because her whole family died from this disease, and she spent the rest of her life locked away in this mansion. Oh, here we go. Yes, yeah. Hmm. Okay. So one night she was tending to the fireplace and her clothes caught on fire.
Oh, great.
Oh my god. Okay, so this is according to bostonghosts.com. Seems like a reputable source, but I don't know. And it says...
It's like Boston Post.
This sentence is so sad. With her husband being so used to hearing her scream in despair, he paid no mind to hearing her yell in the agony of being on fire.
Hey, Oh, God, that's going to be me when I'm older.
It says that those who have visited this home say they can still hear yelling and screaming. Doors will open and slam shut, and loud thuds can be heard along the walls. You know, that's scary.
That is scary. If I just heard... So, I feel like if I saw a ghost... I would be less scared than if I heard a blood-curdling scream just come from the abyss of a room, you know?
Yeah. I could mention another one that's kind of scary. Okay, so scrolling on bostonghost.com. Number 5 on the list of most haunted in Massachusetts is King's Chapel Burial Ground, founded by Sir Isaac Johnson. In 1630, it's one of the oldest burial sites in Boston.
Wow.
Yeah. It says,
"That's
those who fought in the Revolutionary War are also buried there." What? That's so crazy.
That is
so
that
why
is crazy.
It's haunted is because, according to history, that's what it says. Well, it says, history tells of a man actually being buried alive in King's Chapel. And another story recounts grave diggers digging a grave incorrectly for a woman. So they hadn't dug long enough. So instead of fixing the error, they decided that it would be easier to simply cut her head off.
Oh,
that is disgusting. It says... Those who visit the cemetery at night say it feels like someone is watching you, and it is believed that lost spirits are constantly wandering around the grounds.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's scary.
Wow. That is scary.
Did you find a... Okay, let's hear it.
I did. Okay. So, it says, stories claim that they hear antique clocks randomly start working. And the lights will still flicker on and off. And, like, if you look at the castle, it's, like, old.
What is it called? Kimball?
Yeah. K-I-M-B-A-L-L. I didn't even know. I truly did not know this existed until looking it up, which seems odd.
Oh, my God. It says permanently closed on Google.
I know.
Ooh.
It's near Lake Winnipesaukee. I know.
That looks spooky.
I know, right? So I guess like people still see lights and stuff. I honestly, if I didn't know this was there and then I just like happened to be on a trail near it, I would probably
pass away.
So
the inside is creepy as fuck too.
Yeah. I guess it says it's not a friendly spirit and it prefers to be left alone.
I'll leave you alone then.
It says all visitors agree that they felt uneasy.
I mean, just looking at it makes me uneasy.
Yeah, I know, me too. It actually did. I was like, why does it look like that? And the fact that it's like in the middle of the woods.
No.
I don't like that either. And then this one's weird. I haven't even read anything about this, but it's called the Oceanborn Mary House in Henniker. And it's haunted by a woman named Mary. And I guess she was widowed at a very young age. She was traumatized after finding her husband's murdered body and decided to bury him under her kitchen stove.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God. What? Visitors claim to see a ghostly woman with fiery red hair. It's me! Mine's not fiery. It's fine. And green eyes appear in one of the upstairs windows. Oh, it's a combination of us. She's also been seen on the house's main staircase when visitors at first arrive. While this sounds like a terrifying supernatural encounter, visitors believe she still lingers around to protect her home. Well, that's sweet. So did she just, like, die in there by herself? It didn't say that she, like...
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she just... Maybe she just
it was her husband
died and then
killed.
Returned there to protect her home and her husband's body.
That's true. Yeah. I would do that. Maybe.
Who knows?
Oh, and this one. Oh, actually, I know where this is because It's called the Pine Hill Cemetery, and there's actually a Pine Hill School, which everyone kind of makes fun of because it's like, I don't know, a crunchy granola school, and like people do a lot of like circus there. Literally.
I just love that term, crunchy granola.
Oh, wait. It's the same one I was just talking about, the blood crunchy granola. Oh, my gosh.
It's just another name for it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, maybe I'll find out. Oh, his name's Abel Blood.
That's quite a name.
Okay, here's some more background. Visitors have allegedly heard unexplained tapping sounds and have seen floating orbs of light. Hmm. And I guess he makes an appearance every so often. Oh, and his wife, Betsy Blood, is also next to him.
Betsy Blood.
They were murdered.
They were murdered?
Yeah, it says stories say that the Bloods were murdered. So I don't know. It says no one has been able to confirm their cause of death.
That's scary.
Which I feel like if you have two people that you can't confirm the cause of death, then they probably were murdered.
Probably.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. It says that the finger, like, points to the sky, and then at night it goes, that's not true. It's just not true.
What if, like...
I'll believe it when I see it.
What if, like, if the stone isn't actually, like, moving, like, the finger, but, like, what if, like, it just makes your mind think it is? Like, what if the spirit just makes your mind see that?
I guess that's true.
Like, instead of, like, the stone actually being, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. That could be true. Because I feel like sometimes spirits play tricks on you.
I would do that. I would fuck around with people so hard. Just for fun.
Great. That's good to know. Yeah. If you die before me and things start happening.
It's me. It's me. Yeah.
It's you. Oh my God.
I feel like everyone should just do that. Like, why not just fuck around? You're a ghost.
That's true. I feel like maybe some ghosts don't have enough energy to do it, though.
Maybe they just want to be in peace.
Right? But, like, if you're a ghost, are you in peace?
I don't know. That's another thing.
I know. Maybe people can just, like, choose to be a ghost.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, maybe when you die, it's like, check the box. Is
the thought of, like, I just don't think it's, like, you just die and then it's just like black. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's something that happens.
I don't.
Because if it is just like blackness forever, that's scary. And I hope that that's not true.
I know. Sometimes I think like I probably want to.
Yeah, I don't want to die. That's really scary.
But like, I don't die either.
Also, like, don't want to like be on Earth forever and have to like work and do things forever, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we don't have a choice anyway, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's it. That's all we have for everyone today.
It wasn't a lot, but it was a good basic start. You know, I feel like we needed to just, like, say what...
Get the base.
We were... Right. Our opinions on... Now you know that I believe in everything. And and we really support... We really support Grand Pajo's Goop Lab and Paranormal.
And I'm totally going to haunt people when I'm dead.
Right. Perfect. We've got all the basics. So... And if anyone else dies that is close to Emma and things start happening to you, you're going to know that it's her. But we don't really have a schedule for when we want to put these out. But I feel like we should do more.
And
yeah. I mean, what else are we going to do, especially in quarantine?
We'll have different types of, you know, content.
I think the next one will definitely be a true crime one.
We'll find a really crazy case.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we can't really talk about our views in true crime because it's just 100 million things that you could talk about. So I feel like we'll just
those will come out as we discuss cases.
Right. So everyone will get it eventually, what we believe in. Yeah. You just hear my stomach. Absolutely did not. That's wonderful.
Oh my God. Well,
great.
That's all we have for you today.
And we still don't have a name, but maybe we'll find one.
Hopefully.
But if people do happen to listen to this, please make other people listen to it, because this is like kind really of fun.
I want to do this.
I had a good time.
Yay! Okay, should we say bye to them?
Sure. How do we just be like, okay, goodbye, everyone.
Thanks for listening, and we will be back again soon.